At this stop, you are invited to find a chair in the pavilion and rest. As you hear about the Unity Oaks building, bottles of water are available for you as you relax and listen. In 2009, we were experiencing a real growth spurt in church attendance, and as a result, the youth wing was overcrowded. We needed more classroom space. Frank Phelan talks about how and why the project for a second building began.
In 2009, when we were putting the project together, it was really necessitated by a couple of things. One, the utilization of our existing classrooms that we have in the sanctuary building wasn't sufficient. We were busting at the seams at that point and needed to have more facilities for meetings, for workshops, for classes, and also our fellowship hall had limited capacity too. And so at that time, we were looking to expand the facilities to provide these additional rooms and spaces for all sorts of things.
We once again engaged Heimsath Architects, the designers of the sanctuary building. Teams were formed to address the needs of each area of the new building. After multiple meetings and visionings, Heimsath came back with a design for a building that complemented the structure of the sanctuary. Initially, the building included a huge enclosed fellowship space and a commercial-grade kitchen. However, due to the economic downturn nationwide, we found it necessary to create a phased building plan. Plan one was the classrooms and the building as you see it here today. The Love is Building campaign kicked off in November of 2009 to raise funds for the building, and we broke ground on Sunday, January 9th, 2011, and construction began. Each week during construction, the contractor provided updates and photos of the progress. During the entire construction phase, only 2 days were missed due to weather. Believe it or not, it snowed on one of those days and it was icy on the other. The building was ready in August. As unprecedented as it may sound, the contractor completed the job early and under budget. We dedicated the building in early 2012. The name Unity Oaks came about in an interesting way. Listen while Reverend Steve Bolin tells how we came up with the name Unity Oaks. He refers to the picture of the angel tree hanging in the lobby of Unity Oaks.
There's a little bit of an interesting story around the angel tree, a beautiful gift given to UCOH by Jim and Betty Skaggs. Betty located that image and thought it would be a nice addition to what became at the time Unity Oaks. We named it as a result of that picture and as a result of all the beautiful oaks on the campus.
The Unity Oaks building has 6 classrooms, each named for individuals well known in the New Thought movement.
6 classrooms in the Unity Oaks building. We've got the Emmett Fox Suite, Emily Cady, and Eric Butterworth, which are about all 550 square feet each. And then we have the Legacy Suite, which is a flexible space that is named for Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, that has about 1,300 square feet in it. And then there's the pavilion area, which is outside. There's a roof section over it and a temporary mud slab they poured down so that there was a usable surface underneath that.
Today, Unity Oaks has become a multi-purpose building providing classrooms and spaces for events such as classes, meetings, and our 8 a.m. contemplative service. Frank Phelan speaks to one such group that is near and dear to his heart.
One of my volunteer activities at the church is to be the church liaison to the Boy Scout troop. I'm the charter representative for Troop 162, and it's a good sized troop. There are 80 to 100 scouts in the troop at any given time. I'm also active with the troop in their Eagle Scout programming. We maintain a list of Eagle Scout projects on the campus that are available. And the troop generally has Eagle Scouts doing projects to the tune of about 7 to 10 scouts a year are conducting Eagle projects. Now, not all of them occur on this campus, but we like to give them that option, and it's a wonderful, beneficial relationship. You know, they have something they can do in the space that hosts them, and it benefits the congregation and beautifies the space. There are pathways out there that have been built by the scouts, drainage improvements, landscaping projects to beautify the campus. At Unity Oaks, they put an enclosure around one of the mechanical facilities to provide some safety and beautify it a little bit. And so there are a lot of activities that go on in that space that are really beneficial to the community. In addition to the scouts, there are recovery communities, Weight Watchers, Power for Parkinson's. That space has been instrumental in changing many people's lives, and so, you know, we're grateful for that.
There are still plans to eventually complete the second phase that would enclose the pavilion and build the kitchen. However, we've grown very attached to our open-air pavilion, so it may be necessary to revisit how it is finished. Frank Phelan shares his vision.
It's this beautiful, almost entirely glass-enclosed space with a white ceiling and indirect ambient light and maybe white curtains. And a huge set of sliding glass doors at the east end that opens up and looks out onto the labyrinth and the open space there with all the beautiful oak trees and so forth on the eastern part of the campus.
We encourage everyone to hold a vision for the completion of this wonderful facility. It has added so much depth and diversity to the life of Unity Church of the Hills.
Please proceed to stop number 15.